this week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
It's the first time any of you have talked to me all week, by the way.
After a devastating betrayal.
Not a single sense motive. Not a single detect alignment or whatever.
Except for Undone.
Right, except for Undone. I don't like the looks of that teenager.
The heroes faced their most powerful foe yet.
Now, in all your years of D&D, have you ever been part of a TPK?
And desperate times.
Galabras!
We hardly knew you. Actually, we knew you very well.
Yeah. Call for desperate measures.
Can we go back to a save point?
Just, yeah. Reload right before Gorman.
I don't like the way this is looking. Reload. Yeah.
The adventure continues.
Hey, an attack hit or a melee attack?
Yeah. Now.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Troy LaValle back again with another exciting episode of the Glass Cannon Podcast. After last week's insane encounter, we're coming at you with a jumbo-sized episode this week. But before we get to that, I have three orders of business to attend to. The first two are plugs about things that we're doing, and the last is a big surprise. So if you stick with me for the plugs, I'll give you the surprise. Number one, we launched a YouTube channel, and we need you to subscribe. Why? Because we're trying to work to get to 10,000 subscribers. 10,000 subscribers, Troy? That's insane. You're never going to get that much. And why would you even want it? Well, here's the thing. If we get 10,000 subscribers, we will gain access to the YouTube space here in New York. And what that means is we'll be able to start filming content for the YouTube channel with Google's money, basically. That's basically what it means. I've been to the YouTube space in New York, and it's insane. So if we ever get 10,000 subscribers, we'll be able to use that space. And now you think, well, 10,000 subscribers, Troy, you've got like 300 something right now. How are you going to reach that amount? Well, right now, if my numbers are correct, we have about 20,000 subscribers to our podcast. So if half of you right now pause the podcast, go to youtube.com, search for the Glass Cannon and hit subscribe, I think that will take 45 seconds tops. If half of you do that, boom, we've got 10,000 subscribers. So is it impossible? Well, you tell me. I'm going to check YouTube tomorrow. And if it's not a 10,000, well, then we've all failed. Number two, Skid and Joe mentioned the past couple weeks, but we have launched a Twitch channel. Right now, Joe and I are doing a live playthrough of Dark Souls 3 about twice a week now. We usually do Wednesday nights, Saturday afternoons. I play the game while Joe makes fun of me, basically. And it's a lot of fun. Now, you might be thinking, well, I don't want to watch a couple idiots play video games, and I don't blame you. But what's really fun is the chat room. Joe runs the chat while I do the more important work of playing the actual game. But we've got like 30, 40 people, and it's growing every day, that go on there and chat, and we'll talk about episodes, we'll talk about the Glass Cannon, we'll talk about the game, we'll talk about life. It's a lot of fun. Even if you don't want to watch, just go to twitch.tv/theglasscannon and subscribe, because again, we need the numbers. All right. You listen to me do the plugs, and now here comes the quote-unquote big news. This Thursday, June 16th, 2016, marks the actual one-year anniversary of the day we launched the Glass Cannon Podcast. So, to celebrate our one-year anniversary, starting this Thursday and every Thursday thereafter, we are bringing you a new show called Cannon Fodder. Great name, right? Cannon Fodder is going to be a weekly 15 to 20 minute show where Joe and I and eventually some other guests are going to talk about the previous week's episode. A little bit behind the scenes, a little bit, hey, Troy, what were you thinking here? Hey, what's going on with this character? Hey, why am I such a terrible roller? That's my impression of Joe, by the way. It launches this Thursday, every Thursday thereafter. The fans ask for more content and we're giving it to them. And speaking of more content, we got a brand new episode coming in hot right now. Here it is, episode 55, Iwiga, Please.
All right, you're stalling too long. I'm going to jump in here. I'm starting this episode.
All right, let's try something new.
Murdering Troy.
I didn't expect you to actually let me start. No. I've been thinking, I've had some time to think about what happened and where we are with this Iwiga turning on us, you know, and all of the...
It's the first time any of you have talked to me all week, by the way.
I mean...
Skinhead doesn't return my texts.
And I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? This is... And I was so mad. And I wasn't really mad at you. I was so mad at the situation. And I was mad at myself. You know, you're mad. You get mad when you get deceived.
Right.
That you didn't see through it earlier. And you see all the warning signs. I'm like, oh, I asked her why, you know, I asked you, why doesn't she have a level one cure spell? You know what I mean? Why does she go unconscious? You know, and you were just like, oh, it's the evil. It's a da-da-da, whatever, you know, and you over a long period of time of this episode have proven to be a pretty, you know, like subpar GM without, it doesn't do a lot of work and doesn't really read up on stuff, you know, it doesn't know the rules or anything. Doesn't know anything about underwater combat, you know, on a boat adventure,
nautical terms.
Right. So I felt like all these things that you did have led up to this moment. And I thought, you know, in Rounders, it's like the first thing that he says in the movie, for anybody out there that plays poker, he just says, if you're sitting at a poker table in the first hour, you can't spot the sucker. You're the sucker. And so what I find to be much more dangerous is when you're playing poker and you identify the sucker, but he's playing you and you get burned so bad. And like, that is what happened in this case. Mm-hmm. I thought you weren't doing your research. I thought you had to go unconscious because you didn't feel like playing another NPC, which you've complained about over and over and over for episodes, episodes. And meanwhile, you were playing us right into your hands. Like, and it made me so angry at myself that I didn't see it. So now I just want to say, I'm going to have a little more respect for you going forward. I'm going to be much more careful in how I play my hands. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be watching you. You fuck.
Don't leave town.
Well played.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, how many episodes since you met her? I think it was...
It's been six?
48 or 40, 49. Yeah, so...
It was 49, I think, we met her.
And I think this is 55. Wow.
I mean, yeah. I always want to point out, it's like the Murder She Wrote casting. Like, you should have been able to spot the murderer because she was the biggest name. And Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the world's most respected actresses. Of course she's evil.
I mean, Della's being played by some unnamed.
Oh, I didn't even hold you to that.
Unknown.
God damn it,
Wait
Joe.
A minute. That was two episodes ago. All right, that's it.
I've been so caught up, I haven't thought about it.
All the suggestions keep rolling in on Twitter.
Let me point out that you guys detected evil on Della, but did not detect evil on Awiga.
All right, stop deflecting.
Caster! Young Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman from The Professional.
All right, I'll actually think about this.
Wait, I had a good idea.
I don't know how we let this go.
Oh, my God. Who is the girl? Oh, God. Game of Thrones, the character, the queen, the new queen that marries.
Oh, Marjorie.
Natalie Dormer.
Yeah, Natalie Dormer. I thought of her because think of her with like half of her head shade, like half side of her head shade.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, like with like long blonde hair. I was like, that is Della to me. You know what I mean? Like looking at your mini and your everything. Thoughts.
That is another good suggestion.
That's a great suggestion. I'll take it under
Just keep rolling them in for you, Matthew. Now, there's a lot that I want to tell you about Iwiga, but you're not going to find out unless you survive.
The only glimmering shimmer of hope that I see in this whole thing is that she's been waiting this long because she was unable herself to defeat all of the creatures in this dungeon.
Interesting.
So we at least have some sort of a fighting chance to defeat her if she was unable to defeat these things.
Right, and I think that's a pretty awesome way of thinking about what she did, and it could be dead on. My only concern is that like we are severely weaker than we were before.
The other thing I wanted to say is I feel terribly for not jumping in immediately and trying to save Della after she saved me, but I will say that there is real calculus that would go into your head if you thought you could possibly die from doing something. You would have 100%.
Sure. There's a self-preservation that's going to come in.
No, obviously. I would not have minded at all if you did not go out to save Della. But what you said was like, I'm going to hope that these guys can take care of that and start to move over. And I wanted to make it clear to you that like Lork was at -6 and it was like, we looked so bad, so beat up.
I will say in the future though, I've been called a little bitch for asking for more healing in the past.
And I've apologized for saying that.
No. It's been, let's be clear. It's been Joe mostly who's called me a little bitch or implied by saying that he is not a little bitch.
Right.
That I am one.
It's been a lot of name calling.
So next time we do that and we have an opportunity to heal, in a dungeon, I'm going to demand for max hit points or rally for it anyway.
Interesting. Now, in all your years of D&D, Skid, have you ever been part of a TPK?
No, we were talking about this earlier. I never have.
No.
I never ran Tomb of Horrors.
I've never heard of one. I mean, you always hear
it. You read about them online. Them.
Yeah.
But I've never been in one.
No.
Maybe playing Baldur's Gate.
But then you reload your save right. And then you're back.
Right.
Is that not? Can we go back to a save point?
Just, yeah. Reload right before Gormley.
I don't like the way this is looking. Reload. Yeah. Let's just do that last combat again. Much more knowledgeable.
Go back to episode 46.
Yeah.
Well, that combat was 8 hours, so we've all rested, so we're good. Right.
I think it's 8 rounds. I think the time has come to jump into this. This is a harrowing, harrowing situation. You guys went through this whole living dungeon with this druid companion who was lame, unhelpful, seemingly lost, trying to regain her powers. And she waited all the way to the point where you have been sapped.
Oh my God, just think about her in the room. You asked, you said, like, why has the evil never come into this room? And she's like, I don't know. Yeah. How do we not see that?
Not a single sense motive. Not a single detect alignment or whatever.
Except for Undella.
Right, except for Undella. I don't like the looks of that teenager.
Except on the one played by the guy who's in your party.
Right. When you do cast her, you should cast her as someone with an untrustworthy look.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'll make up for your this is why role.
Retroactively justify our stupidity.
This is why about that Felcher looks ungainly.
Fetchling. Fetchling.
Fetchling. Let's take a look at the room, huh? Maybe for some of you, the last time you'll look at a room.
All right.
Okay. All right. Skid hates me so much. All right. We have Della on top of the mound. So there are 6 30-foot mounds in the room and one giant 50-foot mound with a swollen treasure chest on top. 3 on the right side, 3 on the left side, we'll say. The room kind of curves. Della is on top of the second mound to the left. In the little Warren valley between these mounds sits the rest of the, we'll call them heroes. Galabras leading the charge with Baron to his left. And then behind Baron to the right is Lork. And then behind Lork is Barry Connick Jr.
Still good.
Barry, make sure you get that bear in there.
Barry,
he keeps saying Barry.
And Iwiga laughs, calls you fools, tells you to prepare to die, and then goes invisible. Roll for initiative.
Oh, I completely forgot she went invisible. Oh my God.
I don't like her.
I don't like her one bit.
Oh boy. Okay. Who is above 20?
20.
20 for
Lork.
Lork and Barry. Who is above reproach? None of you. Baron, what'd you get?
18.
18 for Baron. Della?
12.
12. Galabo?
8.
Galabo would be a fun name if you...
let's do Galabos.
...left the adventure and
Galabo,
became a
Galabo,
clown.
Galabo!
Okay. Round one. First to act, Iwiga.
Surprise, surprise.
19 on the die. Wasted my 19 on initiative. Is it a waste? Let's find out. First thing that happens. Everyone roll a reflex save. Oh, again, the ground comes up to try and grab all
fail,
of you.
Fail.
Spell?
It is a spell.
26.
21 for Lork and 18 for Barry.
Della?
21.
21. So only Galabras is entangled. And
so you know what? That's so funny. I would think that was something that boss guy did that we fought last time.
It you was know, her? Like was it her doing it or was it just that, something in the room?
Yeah, like I don't know. Or if it's just natural. They just always try to grab anything that walks in here, like without intelligence. They just...
Can I do a knowledge arcana check?
Let me guess. It's probably not going to grab her.
When it comes to your turn, I'll let you roll right. Something similar to that. Lork, you're up.
I'm going to have Barry.
If you remain in the spot where you're in, you will automatically be.
I'm going to have Barry Connick Jr. go first.
Okay.
Here's what he does.
Oh, he's got some scent.
I say attack. He has scent. Mm-hmm. Is she within 30 feet?
Is she within 30 feet?
Of Barry.
Of Barry. Yes.
He will spend a move action to know the direction.
He's sensing it basically behind the mound that he's standing on. I mean, that he's standing next to. So Barry is right in front of the first mound on the left side, and he is sensing her.
Okay. So Barry is going to then spend his other move action to begin tracing the scent.
Okay.
So he doesn't need to squeeze through there, right? Because he's small?
Right.
So I'm going to say attack, and he starts sniffing, and then you just see, I can see him start moving around.
Around, okay.
To the backside.
And he does that, that's automatic, right? For him? Okay, so he starts moving around.
Yeah, from what I can tell.
To the backside. All right. Go get him, Barry.
And okay. Within 5 feet, he automatically knows where she is?
Yeah, if he gets within 5 feet. So
okay, he doesn't have to roll survival or anything.
Yeah, survival is to track. So, like, if she's, like, further away, I think.
Right.
Can follow tracks by smell. This is not tracking. This is the creature's already within 30 feet. He spends a move action to note the direction. And that's it. So then he can start moving in that direction. Once he's within 5 feet, he knows exactly what square she's in. So okay. And he has a 30-foot movement. So if he's not hindered by that tight passage, he would keep moving toward the scent until he saw her. He's got 30 feet.
Okay.
Anywhere near him? Question mark.
Within 5 feet?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Lork, what do you do?
Lork sees him squeeze through that little tunnel there, and he is going to... Oh, man, this is so complicated.
Trapper.
Well, I'm just going to die if I get in melee range with her. But maybe she's like a caster of some kind. She's not wearing armor. I don't want to be afraid of her, but I can't see anything. All right, yeah, fuck it. Let's be bold. Lork is going to go around the other side to flank where... Literally, just out of nowhere, Barry Sanders just popped into my head. I'm just getting these, like, random Barrys popping in. Barry Connick Jr. went, and he's going to loop around the right side with his falchion drawn and see if he can see her back there.
Okay. You do not see her.
Okay.
But you see Ben Vereen, sorry. You see Barry Connick Jr. sniffing in that direction. So okay. You would think maybe she is somewhere there.
Okay.
Baron.
Baron's going to move 20 feet towards Lork. He's seen this type of tactical action before against Malira. He remembers that battle clearly as it almost killed him. Since he can't see anything, his action being readied is to shoot her if she becomes visible.
Okay, so readies an
action. Or if
to shoot
Barry,
her.
Like, you know. Singles out where she is.
Okay.
Sorry, I want to go back if you'll let me. I forgot that I didn't take any other action besides moving over there and looking. So
okay.
I'd love to drink. I have a potion of Cure Moderate. So I'd like to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Great idea.
And that will get the boost.
Yes.
Yes, so you
get plus 50% because of the healing nature of this area.
Where'd you get that potion from? Do you remember?
No, it was a long time ago. Actually, I don't think it was even that long ago.
Because I wanted to know
the Vault of Storms.
I wanted to know if I had one too.
Yeah, wait, did we get? I have one on my sheet.
Oh no, we gave them to you because you almost had your head cut off by what's her face.
Hey, we have good berries too. You could eat a good berry. Hey, every hit point can count when it comes to life and death. True. So
as Baron was 1 point away.
Well, can I redo mine? Can I take a good?
Yeah,
berry?
Sure.
Just eat one good. You only move 20 feet, so you have a standard action.
Good berry. So I get 1 point, and then
you can eat as many as you want. You can have a handful.
I'm gonna have all my good berries.
Okay, and what does that give you? One hit point each?
One hit point each, yeah. Okay. And I think we had three each, and I had four.
So Baron eats some berries, as one does before.
Oh, my God. I want to ask Skid to roll this
is turning,
Cure Moderate.
This is turning into Skyrim, where you, like, eat everything in your inventory before you battle.
All right, I got 18 healing on that potion.
Ooh, all right.
Plus 50%.
Very good. And it is now Della's turn.
All right, so am I, in watching this, I know that Barry... knows that she's right. She's back there.
You get the sense that Barry probably,
but not the scent.
Barry, yeah.
All right.
You don't haven't known Barry that long, but
yeah. Lork has like I like to think of it as him having kind of some sort of divine connection to the animal where he can sign it. He sees what it does and
absolutely.
But you might not know exactly what he's doing just yet.
Right.
But you see us all converging on this one point.
You can talk.
Well, I mean, here's my thing. I want to cast Glitter Dust, and I can from this range, but I don't want to waste it. So I could ready an action that when I know where she is in this, I could cast it.
Well,
I only have a 10-foot radius on it.
You see, look, here's the decision. You see Barry Connick Jr. going around to the left of this mound. You see Lork and Baron going around to the right. There's only 15 feet in between the two of us on the other side of this mound. It's like, that's
on,
all you
on
know.
On top of the mound?
Yeah, so it would make that, because she could have also gone up the mound. So I'm not going to, I'm going to ready an action.
Okay.
When I know that, if I know within 10 feet of where she is, so either I can see Barry, like, engage with her or identify the square she's in.
Right.
Or if I can see her, I'm going to cast Glitter Dust.
Okay. And it's good where you're up, you can actually have line of sight over that mound if she is over there.
It's so crazy thinking back to, like, the actions that we had prepared, like, when I listened back, as, like, you climbed up that mound, which is huge right now. Baron was stayed in the back of the party.
Right.
Yeah. But then at the last second, he said, no, I come up next to Lork, and she was behind us. So it's like and all
the,
these little
the reason
things.
Why is because I felt awful for not immediately being like, I want to save Della. And I was like, I can't leave. I care about these guys more than that. I care about Lork more than that. I would be right up there.
Yeah, you got to get and it might be huge.
Huge! Galabras.
I'm going to begin casting Summon Monster 2.
All right. Ooh. Okay. All right. Now we are talking.
Baby.
Now we're talking.
And can I get...
Even the fight.
With a move action, can I try to free myself?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I think so.
Della has to move.
All right. I take a 5-foot step and then I still... Yeah, that way.
Right. What did we say for that? Yeah, I think it's a move action. Yeah.
That's what you said before.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So you can attempt to break free.
Okay. I won't do it, but...
Hell yeah, 16. You will.
16? You get out! All right!
All right, and I'm going to move right next to Baron.
Okay, so now at the door, it's Lork, Baron, Galabras, all in a straight line on one side of the mound. On the other side of the mound is Barry Connick Jr. And Della is just, like, preparing glitter dust from atop a mound on the other side of the room. Round...
This is good.
Two.
I've got no patience for traitors.
Maybe something happens. You don't know. It is Lork and Barry Connick Jr.'s turn.
Oh, so we notice nothing.
Notice nothing.
Barry Connick Jr. can notice her direction with a move action.
Right. Within how many feet?
30.
Doesn't sense her at all.
Okay. And there's no tracks.
No tracks.
She also could have wild-shaped while invisible, right?
All
right,
so I'm going to try to push him to come to me. Oh, my God. I missed it by 24 out of 25.
So he stays there.
So he's just going to kind of like keep looking around, like confused a little bit. Lork is going to hold his action.
Okay. Baron.
Oh, God. So I have no idea where this person is.
The worst part about readying actions to the GM is that you're telling the enemy exactly what you plan to do.
So we know she can wild shape into an eagle. Can you, when you're under the subject of an invisibility spell, can you wild shape?
Yeah, as long as you don't do something offensive.
So she could be in the sky, right?
One last time.
Yes.
Explain total defense to me.
Total defense, you take your... Actually, that's a great idea. But you can't then hold your action. Total defense gives you +4 to AC. It's a +4 dodge bonus, I believe, to AC.
I'm going to hunker down, get my total defense ready, and I say, come at me, E-wigs. And I'm gonna look with the steely blue eyes of my dwarven eyes into Lork and Galabras' eyes and let them know that this is on and we gotta hunker down and get out of here.
Della.
Della's going to cast Defensive Shock on herself.
Ooh, what is that all about?
I'm going to read you the text because it's kind of fun.
Don't read it to him because he won't attack you.
Yeah, exactly.
Electrical energy floods your body, shocking the next creature that touches you. Any creature striking you with its body or a handheld weapon takes 1d6 points of electricity damage per 2 caster levels. If you have spell resistance, it applies against this damage.
So and then 2d6 for you?
2d6 for me, and it does it. Well, the first time it discharges, it does both, and then the second time it discharges, it just does half of that.
That is a cool spell.
Yeah.
Nice. What book is that? Do you know? Is it Ultimate Magic or something?
Ultimate Magic.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. What you should have said is, Troy, something happens. You don't know.
Don't worry about it. I actually wasn't even listening, so I was sorry. I was reading something.
Took his headphones off.
I was reading the news. No, Galabras, who began summoning a creature.
Okay, so in the air appear.
Oh my God!
Three celestial eagles.
Wow! Yeah. We are leveling up.
USA.
Wow.
USA.
USA.
Gary, Doug, and Gordon.
I remember Gary.
Yeah, Gary's back.
An old friend.
I remember Gary. Everybody remembers Gary.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Gary the dolphin.
All right, the seal here. I'll let you place them anywhere you'd like in the room. I will use my D6s, and they are flying. The room is 60 feet high. How high would they like to fly?
70 feet.
I can fly higher than an eagle.
Wow, just spreading them out throughout the whole.
It's our patrol. It's all aerial. Our aerial support.
Air superiority.
Our cap.
Yeah. Lurk's going to be the forward observer. Oh. No, Barry. Barry's the forward observer.
All right. Let's see where all of you.
Doesn't Galabras still get that?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And I'm going to cast. I'm going to use the wand to do Cure Light Wounds on Baron.
You're a fucking man.
Good call.
God damn it, I love you.
Oh, Max!
What is that?
13.
You are a fucking lifesaver.
All right. Lork, you have not acted this round. Is there anything you would like to do?
Gosh, I don't have any potions. I don't... I will
just
not
see you like sticking your head in under the wand to try and steal Baron's healing.
Yo, let me get a little of that shit.
I'm ready in action to deflect the wand to me. Okay, so you're gonna continue to hold.
Yeah.
Round
total defense? Yes, no?
No, I don't want to move in the initiative order at this point.
Round three, Galabras. Roll a will save.
Roll the natural one.
Ooh.
All of a sudden, Uskroth's armor starts getting
hot. Oh no, shit. It's so bad when it's the armor because you can't cut it off.
Yeah. It just starts boiling, and it is Lork's turn.
I said I was going to respect you as a GM earlier, and I do still mean that. She has so greater invisibility?
Well, this was my question.
It's an attacking spell.
Right, but it was on an object, so I wasn't sure.
You're attacking?
Oh, that's
right, okay.
Crazy.
Well, that's what I was wondering. But here's the thing. Not all of you.
No, you can make the call, but I just want to make sure you considered it.
No, I absolutely considered it, okay. And it is not greater invisibility.
By the way, I should have specified. The eagles were holding their action. If they see her, they will attack her.
Right, okay. Now, this is the issue. Not all of you are going to be able to see her when she appears. But
okay.
The eagles will.
So you have to play as such.
So we would see the eagles plunge.
You would see the eagles plunge. Be able to do the math. So she appears on the other side of the room. As Matthew predicted.
That
she
is
did
some range
shape.
On that fucking spell you did, dude. Is she an eagle?
I love that spell.
Yeah.
It's a great spell.
Heat metal.
Yeah. And it does such good damage.
Okay, so she does appear, and the eagles can swoop in to attack. I just picture these. If they have the range, I think eagles fly 80 feet.
Yeah, 80 feet, so they can all three of them can.
So they converge on her. They all get one attack.
Is she currently an eagle?
She is not. She wild-shaped to get across the room, as you predicted. Invisible, and then came out of it.
Miss. 18 to hit?
Miss.
19 to hit?
Miss.
Okay. 19 was a miss?
You.
Oh, shit.
The eagles are surrounding a spellcaster.
All right. Matthew, just have Gormley knock her AC down, and we'll be good.
Yeah.
Oh, man! That was a me thing to say.
I love Della.
Like,
talk to your GM.
This is the perfect situation for Gormley.
Yes.
This is where we miss Gormley the most.
I could have flown.
These boss fights.
I had spells that could damage
you
from hundreds
flown,
of feet away.
Hex the shit out of
Let's
her.
Be honest, that animated bramble would have constricted Gormley if giant dragonfly didn't.
She would have been flying up in the air instantly. On that, by the way.
Okay, so now the Eagles move in initiative order to right before Lork. And Lork,
God, I loved Gormley.
You see,
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to act. Was this my turn anyway?
Yeah, it's your turn.
It got back to my turn? So. Okay.
Now it goes Awiga, Awiga, Eagles, Lork.
Okay.
And Barry.
Lork is going to give the attack command to Barry, and he is also going to attack when he sees the Eagles swoop. He still doesn't really know where she is, so he's just going to move 40 feet towards her as a double move. Barry's going to move 40 feet towards her, you know, just kind of like sticking with Lork as close as possible.
Okay, so you guys are double moving, essentially.
Yeah, we're not going to get to her. She's all the way on the other side of the room. Don't even know where she is. She's behind a mound, but we saw the Eagles disappear all behind that mound, so Lork has reasons to suspect that's where she is, so he's double moving. That's
right. Okay. Very good. And it is now Baron's turn. Baron, you saw the Eagle swoop. You see Lork and Barry Connick Jr. running over there.
Baron realizes now, more than ever after Della saved his life, that he needs the help of his compatriots to be effective and to just survive this dungeon. So he is going to... He's going to move 20 feet up. Galabras has already gone this round, or is about to go?
Galabras has not gone.
Okay, so he is going to move and shadow Galabras. And if Galabras moves 30 feet, he's going to double move. If he doesn't move 30 feet, he's just going
to... So he's holding his action to wait for see what Galabras does.
Yes.
Della, on top of Old Smokey, what do you do?
Glitter dust.
Glitter dust. Okay, because she's no longer invisible, but you're going to try and blind her.
And make sure that if she wild shapes, if she ever tries to go invisible again, I mean, I'm assuming it's a spell, but still.
Right.
I like it.
Wait, I don't know, because that would
blind
the Eagles.
It's going to blind all the Eagles.
All right. Okay.
You
Hopefully.
Have seconds to think about this, Matthew.
Approximately six.
Who is playing Five. Della? Who is Four. Playing Magic Della?
Magic missile. And there's no, that's just automatically
hits. That's it.
Range.
Automatic.
And how many of those do you get a day? Because you're on the same day as last episode.
It's a first
Don't
level.
Forget.
It's a first level spell.
Yeah.
So how many of them?
So infinite?
No, I have five first level spells, and I've used one. No, I've used two. I've used two magic missiles.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And those just strike true from any range?
Yep.
Okay. Well, not any range.
Well, not any range, but...
13 points of damage.
Nice.
That's
Roll
good.
Roll spell resistance. If that has it.
Do I have
Hey, do we need does. A nerdage here? Have we done spell resistance?
We need a nerdage.
Time.
We need
a nerdage.
Have we done it?
Not yet.
Nerd Skeet's got some explaining to do.
It is time for Nerdage!
You don't have any cackles anymore.
Yeah, we don't have the cackles anymore, but that's that guy's kid.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Shout out to Lois
Low. Double Low. Double Low.
In the house.
Double Low 7.
spell resistance. Now we actually have
spell
to talk about
spell it. Resistance. I'll get it. I'll take this one. Spell resistance is basically AC for powerful creatures against magic. So if they have spell resistance, that means you cast a spell, even if it's a spell that always hits like magic missile, or if it's a spell that's like, oh, it gets a will save or a reflex save, or it's burning hands or whatever the spells we usually cast. Someone that's very powerful gets spell resistance, which means you have to roll your die, add your caster level to it. Is it just your caster level? Caster level and your intelligence bonus.
I
think it's just your caster level.
I think it's just a caster level check.
So basically, the more powerful of a mage you are, you can punch through the spell resistance of powerful creatures. But if you're a weaker spellcaster, it's harder to hit really powerful magic people. So Matthew's going to roll a die to hit just like any other AC hit with a sword.
Now, some spells don't, they bypass spell resistance. Does this one say spell resistance yes or spell resistance?
Yeah, no, nothing bypasses spell resistance. What it does is there are some spells that don't target a creature. That's just like they make everything in the area turn into brambles. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's not spell
like
resistance.
Black tentacles.
Right.
Exactly what I was thinking.
But if you're just targeting someone with magical attacks, it is they get a save before the regular save they usually get, so it's tough.
All right. Okay. So this is plus five.
Plus five.
21.
Oh, they hit.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like
so. Yeah.
Four missiles.
How much damage was it?
13.
13.
That's great.
Nice.
And most spell resistance is usually comparable to ACs. So it's like it's 18 or it's 17. It's usually in that area. At this level, goes up, you know, in later levels.
Yep.
And then, could I say I'm fighting defensively for my move action, or is that how that works? Not how that works.
No, I think didn't we say that's a full round action.
No, it's a standard action to for total defense.
No, fighting defensively is
When you are making an attack. Okay.
Right.
Know,
which you so it's along with an attack.
You can cast defensively, but you have to roll a concentration check of DC 17.
I think she'll be busy with those three eagles.
Galabras.
Which I'm going to I'm going to move 30, and I'm going to cast aid on Baron.
Ah, so you move 30 feet. Baron follows along.
Double move for Baron because he's a dwarf.
Single move for
So Baron moves in initiative order, and he touches Baron for aid.
And Baron gets 8 temporary hit points.
Very cool.
And he gets plus one
to
just to attack.
Right.
Round foe. First things first. The metal surrounding Galabras, Uskroth's armor,
brutal,
burns him for 3 points of damage. And yeah, I would argue that would bypass DR, but that's...
I don't have DR anyway.
Oh, I thought you had DR with... Oh, because you're not. That's only when you act righteous mind. Okay, so 3 points of heat just... And you feel it getting hotter.
Can you imagine just like you're wearing this heavy metal armor?
It just doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter. Like, you just have to survive it or die. Like, you can't... It is going to take you 5 minutes to take that armor
off. I know, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm just, like, freaking out. Like, eagles! The eagles are coming! And like, just please kill this fucking woman before I die.
For her move, she takes a 5-foot step back and casts Obscuring Mist. Okay. Filling the entire area with her and the eagles with a mist. Just... Guys can't see anything anymore. You guys just see smoke in the background, and it is the eagle's turn.
They're gonna try to attack.
Okay, so it's 20. Well,
they all move. They all take 5 foot steps. They all get three attacks,
right. Yep.
And they all have 20% miss chance.
Yeah.
So let's log off for a bit. We'll come back and let you know what happens.
Can they do grappleman?
Well, you just roll. Roll and see if the hits. Because she's going to be pretty hard to hit anyways. But any of the hits, you roll concealment on. So it should be pretty bad.
By the way, if she has any damage resistance, that's bypassed by good.
Yeah. So what is the bonus to hit? Is it like plus 2? Plus 3?
3. So 18 to hit?
Miss.
Yeah, so 19 or lower is always a miss.
Oh, critical threat!
Oh!
Natty 20!
Twenty to confirm?
Does not confirm.
So fuck off.
Max damage.
But yeah, that's 4 damage.
Okay. So for concealment now.
Oh, right, concealment.
All
right.
So anything 21 or higher?
Yep, it made it.
Okay.
And
so you have to roll a 19 or 20 on the die.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, so that's the first. That's Gary.
To possibly.
Doug. This is Doug. 21.
Miss.
Hit.
No.
21 hits?
It's a miss. I said 19 or 20 to possibly hit. So you have to roll a natural 20 to hit.
And this is the third guy. I can't remember his name.
Gordon,
yeah.
Gordon Lightfoot.
21 to hit. Misses.
Okay. Eagles come in. Chwa. Joe just threw a pen at Matthew.
I'm trying to help.
It was an accident.
What that was all about. Okay. Now it is Galabras' toin. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. No, the eagles are in a different initiative order. Yeah. So it's Lork's turn.
Lork has no idea at this point that she is impossible to hit. So he's going to keep moving at her.
Sure.
All right. And he's still a double move away. So he's going to double move, as is Barry Connick Jr. So move on. We're running at the boss.
So you just keep moving, chugging along the room. This is so fun. Okay. Della's
going to cast Grease on the square where she last saw it. There we go.
Oh. That will help with the AC.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I love that accent.
Now you cast it just on the square where you last saw her.
Well, it's a 10-foot radius. So, or a 10-foot square. Actually,
right, and you've got the range to cast it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's going to work. And what is it, a reflex save?
For whatever reason, it's not telling me the DC. It should just be DC 14.
This is a reflex save, right?
Well, what's your intelligence bonus?
Plus 3.
Yes, so it's DC 14.
DC 14. I mean, I rolled a 12 on the die.
Okay.
So she doesn't fall, as far as you know. But that whole area is greased, so mark it as such on the map, so we all know
what's sticky. The eagles fall from the sky in Greece. Okay, greasing it up. Shades of Gormley with crowd control over there. All right, Galabras, talk to me. Talk dirty to me.
I'm gonna move up behind Lork.
Okay.
And give him a bit of luck.
Move up behind Lork. Give him a bit of luck.
How many feet was that?
30.
All right, I'll move on my own.
Baron, you're up.
I move 20 feet closer. And I can't... it's just a big mist hole,
can't
right?
Can't target her, yeah. Okay. Round five.
Oh, shitballs.
Oh, standard action. Total defense.
Okay. Yeah. The armor of Uscroth gets blindingly, searingly hot.
Oh.
And Galabras takes 5 points of damage.
Getting worse.
It's sizzling, cooking. It. You guys smell burnt flesh from behind you.
Yeah, so just to give you some perspective, I love that spell for you cast that on somebody's sword. Does the same thing. It's super hot. They take damage if they keep holding it, and you just watch them drop it. It's awesome.
Okay. To move through Greece, I've got to roll another reflex save.
Yeah, just one time, yeah.
And if I make it, then I'm...
Then you're free of the grease.
Free of the grease. Oh, yeah. 14 on the die.
Actually, I'm sorry, no. It is an acrobatics check to move through the grease.
Okay, well, I rolled a 14.
Okay.
Okay, so she moves to...
No, but she's got to do it twice if she's moving in that direction.
Here?
Yeah. Two acrobatics checks. Now, if her acrobatics alone is like plus 10 or plus 12, you probably won't have to roll.
But. And that's half speed when you walk through the grease.
Yeah.
Correct. If you make the acrobatics.
Is this going to be a standard action?
I think it's DC 15, isn't it? The acrobatics?
It says DC 10 on my...
Oh, yeah, DC 10. Okay,
so same, it's pretty easy to beat.
Same as before.
She's going to stay in the grease and just take the 5-foot step.
Okay.
So she'll have to roll another acrobatics check next round to try and get out of it.
Right.
Baron.
Does that incur an attack of opportunity from the eagles?
Not for a 5-foot step.
No,
right, because...
Baron, roll a fortitude save.
Spell?
Yes.
Nice.
23.
All right, you seem to be all right. And it is the eagle's turn.
Let the eagle soar.
Okay.
So only a natural 20 hits. So
you should have named him Glenn Fry, Joe Walsh, and
nope.
The actual eagles.
Actually, oh yeah, I'm sorry. A 19 might be a 22, so we'll check that.
All right, Gary misses on his Doug.
Come on, Doug.
Misses Dougie. On his three.
Get a 20, bro.
And Gordon misses on his
three. Let it be known, even though the eagles aren't doing damage, it complicated
no,
it, things.
Oh no, 100%. Yeah, it makes her. She tightens her into it. Yeah, pins her in.
Okay.
I was clawing and biting at her.
Feathers everywhere.
So what, is that three rounds for them? Two rounds? For, they have five rounds of life, right?
Third round.
Okay, so two more rounds.
One more round.
Oh, because you're a fourth level cleric. Yeah. You and your fighter bullshit.
No.
Lork, you're up.
This is a very strange situation. He's running into, he's in a mist now. He's in a fog. He starts to move forward. What he sees is an eagle at eye level and grease on the ground. Or you could, yeah.
So. It's an easy acrobatics check to get in there.
Yeah, but there's an eagle on the space. So it's like.
Flying up
it's high. Flying. It's above you.
Well, it's attacking her in melee. I mean, how do you want to handle it? Can he go under the eagle?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, you're going to have to walk through Greece. But yeah, the eagle is above her.
You know what? God. I have a hard time seeing him doing it. He's looking down at like a puddle of grease and he still can't see her.
Right.
Why is he going to walk into a puddle of grease? He can't see her. He doesn't know she's... I
guess he also didn't even know there's grease there.
I think...
Well, you can see grease.
Yeah, I guess.
If you want to make me do a perception check to see it or not... all right, I'm going to try to step carefully into the grease. DC 10 acrobatics check. I have a minus one. So, Lork is going to try to move carefully into the grease and fails. So he fucking falls.
So Lork wipes out on that first step. So Lork is now laying prone in front of Iwika.
Right in front of her.
But at least now that you're 5 feet away, you can see her.
Yeah, I could see her. This bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
Barry Connick Jr.
Barry is following along, but Lork fell in front of him. Boom! And he's got nowhere to go.
Okay.
Those eagles are in the air, so he can go underneath them if he wants to.
Well, Lork is right there, and this is actually a hill right to her left.
Oh, I did. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's like a whole hill to her left. So she's squeezed into a tiny 5-foot spot between the wall of the room and a 50-foot mound. and Lork just fell right in front of her in this tiny little alley. And
that mound is taller?
Yes.
It's 50 feet up.
50 feet up, and Barry is right behind Lork.
Obscuring Mist?
I didn't cast it.
No, but do you have Dispel or Counterspell?
No. Probably not. It's a third level spell.
Just checking.
All right.
Lork, as you wipe out to the ground, you can see through the mist that Iwiga doesn't look like Iwiga looked before. Iwiga looks like this.
Oh! She looks like a humpbacked hag.
With glowing red eyes.
Check out the Tumblr for that amazing art.
That's great.
She's got like saber-tooth
green
tiger teeth.
Hag with like bones in her hair. Yeah. And looks like she's got a humpback on her back that looks like a mountain range. And she is standing right above Lork.
It looks like she has prehensile feet, too.
She's gross.
Super gross.
Troy doesn't know what prehensile means.
It's what Nightcrawler has in the X-Men. I know what prehensile is.
Oh, yeah, he has prehensile.
I'll kill you so fast.
Yeah.
All right.
You actually might.
Della. Della Reese.
Can I attempt to make an acrobatics check to jump from mound to mound?
Yeah. 10 feet. That's fun. Sure, we'll make it a DC 12 acrobatics check.
Okay, so I want to get to the edge. I want to get as far as I can onto the treasure mound.
Ah, okay. Well, remember you're going to move at half speed. So
yeah, so I jump across.
Make it across if you can DC 12. If not, you will fall 30 feet.
Ooh, I like this, Della. Mm-hmm. Come on, buddy.
This is bold. Oh boy, when Matthew's nervous, he drops die.
18.
Yeah. 18, you just, you guys see Della just, boom, makes
does
it
a front flip.
One.
Yeah, front flip.
Lands
front
on flip. The next one.
Dervish stand, scimitar out. Not flaming right
now. Now, what's your movement speed? 30 feet, I see.
30 feet.
Yeah, that, I mean, that would be your round.
Well, I wanted, with a double move, that's as far as I can get?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, not as far. You can get to the edge.
All right, great. Double move, I'll get as far as I can.
Okay, dokey. And it is now Galabras's turn. Guys don't seem as nervous as you did before.
Oh no, we're just resigned to our fate. Like, there's a difference. It's you stop being nervous and you start being cold and calculating once you know it's like there's no way out.
I'm gonna move up next to Lork, give him a bit of luck.
Yeah, I'm sorry I blew that last one.
Love
man.
It.
Sorry.
Next to Lork, bit of luck again. Baron.
Baron
is all alone in the back of the room.
Baron's gonna double move up into the mound that Della is on and be behind her. That's got to be double because it's 30 feet up. Yep. Okay, so right there.
Yep.
Yeah, that should get you right to there.
We're all crowding into the back of the room around this amazing treasure chest.
I want to see what's in it. Round 6. The armor continues to burn. 5 points of heat damage. Just
fuck.
Boiling alive. Galabras!
We hardly knew ye. Actually, we knew you very well.
Yeah.
We didn't ever hear that great backstory, though.
Yeah.
We got to hear that.
Hopefully it'll come out as a director's cut.
Okay. Lork. Well, I got to roll my acrobatics check, unless I want to. Oh, man, this die is amazing. So she gets out of the grease, and Lork, roll a fortitude save.
All right, come on, Lork. Don't die, please.
Come on, buddy.
This is my best.
Roll twice.
Oh, yeah, good call. Thank God. Thank God for that. 17.
17.
Rolled a 3 and a 10. And my 3 was the one I rolled before you said, bit of luck.
You made it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love you so much.
Wow.
Skid.
Wow. Okay.
That was a killer move.
That Skid. Was killer.
Skid was... key.
It is now Lork's
praise
turn.
Praise Desna.
Lork, you are on the ground surrounded by eagles covered in grease.
It's like the that scene is, of a sad oil spill.
That is, I am certain that is the first time that sentence has ever been spoken in the history of the English language.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you need that. Well, what is it? The D&D out of context? Like, that's the perfect example.
It's really a huge shame that Skid can't in a chalk into Apache Chief and do a public service announcement as a Native American against oil spills.
That's right. One tear rolling down my cheek.
Okay, what you gonna do, Lork and Barry Connick Jr.?
I want to get up. I'm actually trying to read the grease spell to see how it works. I think I can get up for free. based on, there's nothing in the spell about getting up.
I think it's moving out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, standing up is a, oh yeah, you know, you get to read grease.
Yeah. Well, I have bit of luck, though. I had never rolled bit of luck on the acrobatics check. That was stupid. I thought it was just attack rolls.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry
yeah,
about that.
Good point. I didn't think of it either.
All right. I don't see anything. If anybody else sees anything, let me know. I'll write a fucking we are stupid. I'm getting up for free, and then I'm moving out. Moving out.
You're going to try to move out.
I'm going to move one space.
Let's see.
Acrobatics check. Natty 20 and a 4.
Yeah.
So you move forward through the grease.
Yes, one space to adjacent to her.
You are 5 feet away from this vicious hag.
Yeah, and I swing my falchion. Here we go.
Roll twice.
Come on, baby. Natty 19!
Yeah!
Whoa! Critical threat with
critical
the foul.
Critical threat.
Roll twice to confirm.
Oh my god! Oh.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Very huge.
All right, come on. Come on.
Crit come on, buddy.
This bitch. Here we go. Oh my god, I rolled 2 18s.
That is
on the confirm.
Confirmed crit.
Confirmed crit. Falchion. Oh shit. On a bunch of balls. Wide open, normal damage, and provokes attack of opportunities from all threatening opponents.
Oh,
but
man.
There's none.
The eagle. There's one eagle threatening.
I have natural 20.
Still.
No.
Damn it.
Damn.
Mel, roll the damage.
How about a little bonus damage? Come on. 1d6.
Nah.
All right. You fuck. All right. 17 points of damage.
Whoa. Big old blow. Okay. Then it is going to be Barry Connick Jr.'s turn.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, right.
Barry Connick Jr.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to do anything else other than move. Oh, shit. I didn't roll concealment.
Ah, yes, you need to roll concealment.
Within 5 feet?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
If you're not within 5 feet, you can't roll. Shit! Sorry, I lost the die here. I got it. 40.
Okay,
so at least that crit hit. Barry is going to, I think he's a little bit less intelligent, so he's going to move right into the grease. He'll do it, his natural acrobatics check, and he makes it, so he nice. Doesn't fall, but he's right behind Lork.
Okay, so tentatively,
now.
Tentatively, Barry goes through the grease.
And I'm sorry, please give your guy 2 hit points back. I'm sorry, 4 hit points back, because that damage is wrong.
Okay.
I was basing it on the rage from before.
I appreciate that. Okay, it is now Della's turn. Della courageously jumped from mound to mound.
All right, so tell me how this is going to work. I basically want to run up and get into the square beside her. I can go on the ground underneath the eagles, or is that part of the mound with the treasure chest?
These two mounds, according to your map, touch, but
right.
One's 20 feet higher, so can she just clamber up it without an acrobatics check?
Like, so you want to get on the mound but above her?
I want to be on the side near her, and I want to just, you know, swing into the square next to her and just start hacking at her.
I mean, this
yeah.
this or, square here is going to be...
Or underneath the eagle.
Just make up something.
Yeah, you can get into that square, but you're going to take a -2 to your AC.
Yeah, because it's squeezing.
Can I get into the one underneath the eagle?
That's
on the mound. And it's not greased,
oh, yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah, no. So these eagles are flying above them. That yeah,
right.
That square you're talking about is a mound.
So can I get there with a move? Or would I have to double move?
Well, let's see. You're going to move 20 feet up and over. It would probably be a double move to even get to that spot. On that mound.
Looking down at her.
And how can I... And when I'm...
Are you going to jump across again? Yeah.
There's no jump on the map.
There's no
so
jump on
you
the
can
map.
Say it's a jump. That's fine.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, the mounds are basically connected. So now it's another 20
It's just
feet.
Another 20 feet up.
20 feet up.
Gotta
and
clamber
5
up.
Feet across. So actually, if you can move 25
but
feet...
But couldn't she just... Wouldn't she not have to climb if she just skirted along the side of the
side
mound
of that's
at
what
the
I'm
same
thinking.
Altitude?
Yeah, I could say that.
So that's what I want. With a move action or a double move, you tell me.
That's fine. One move action.
Great.
Well, how can you move 40 feet? Or 30 feet?
30 feet, yeah.
30 feet? Sure.
Great. As I'm going, as a swift action, I'm going to light my old scimitar on fire.
Yeah! Son of a gun.
And I'm going to get there, and I'm going to roll.
And add a +1 to your roll. I think you should get a plus one.
Because you are on higher ground.
Because you're on higher ground than
her. Is that just for ranged attacks or is that for all?
No.
Okay.
It's just for melee. Actually, it's for both attacks. Because, for example, from horseback, you get a plus one.
Okay.
So, like, you're basically at horse height on a side of a mound swinging down at her.
That makes
plus
sense.
One.
All right. I'll allow it.
Flaming scimitar.
Come on!
Do it!
Dervish dance.
Hit this crazy green hag. Oh, Matthew, you're the worst. Spoiler alert, I looked at the die.
It missed, 13.
15 missed. Galabras.
Well, let me roll the concealment.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Missed it.
Yep, zero.
Hey, wouldn't have mattered.
Zoom.
I'm going to climb up behind Della and give her a bit of luck.
See, that's where it needs to go.
Love this guy.
And it is Baron's turn.
Baron's going to move 20 feet closer to just try to get within striking distance of her next round.
Okay, so Baron is clambering around the hill. Round 7.
I can double move. It's easier.
The eagles disappear now.
There's a lot of space for him to go. Like, I mean, there's not a lot of room for Baron to get there.
Presumably he would have
to
take the same route.
I don't think he can get there.
I would.
How big is the treasure chest? Is it comically large or is it like a small treasure
chest? It's more than 5 feet wide.
Tall.
Oh, tall? It's about 3 feet off the ground.
Okay, so you can
stand
right
on that treasure chest.
You can stand on the treasure chest.
Oh, that's what I'm always wanted.
So Baron is standing on the treasure chest.
Yeah.
Okay, round 7. Galabras, your metal continues to heat. You take another 4 points of damage. You are searing. Is this doing like any effective damage, like these little chunks, 4 or 5? I mean, Galabras isn't obviously.
I wasn't injured coming in, so.
Yeah, that helped.
Yeah.
That helped big time. Yeah. Okay. And then.
Now that we've all grouped together.
The
fireball.
What do we want to do here? Oh, wow, everybody's in the room. The eagles have disappeared. Glenn Fry, Joe Walsh, and the other guy.
RIP, by the way.
Joe Walsh died? No, I'm kidding. Okay, what should we do? I've got 2 options. She goes invisible.
Oh, is that a spell?
We should have glitter dusted her.
It is a at-will ability.
Doesn't matter. It's
standard
still, if
action.
It works like the spell ability, like the spell invisibility.
Right. So she will take a 5-foot step and go invisible. She goes invisible. This hag.
Sounds like a great move for Marion Barry. No, Barry Connick Jr.
True. It is Lork and Barry Connick Jr.'s turn.
The Barry. Sniff her out.
Okay, so, I mean, she just took us 1 step away from Lork and got out of his reach. Basically, she was within his reach for an attack of opportunity. But you had a mound there. So it's very tight.
I see what you're saying.
And maybe she had a little cover. So, can't take an attack of opportunity. Fine by me. I want to step right into that little gap. Not where she went, but 1 step near it in the corner. Uh-huh. And just swing. Yeah. Hoping she's still there. 50% miss chance.
Go for it.
All right. So he steps in, takes a swing. 23 to hit.
Now roll 50% miss chance.
50% miss chance missed on the concealment.
Okay. You swing away. Not quite sure what happened. Barry Connick Jr. He senses that she is still back there somewhere.
Yeah. He'll take another step in the grease. And
damn it.
Why did it have to be a medium roll? Acrobatics plus 0, 11. So that's a fall, right?
That is a fall. I think it was DC 15.
No, it's DC 10.
DC 10.
Yeah, okay.
DC 10.
Rolled an 11.
He makes his way through.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Della.
Della's going to shout, eyes, and cast glitter dust.
Oh, Della! Okay.
Right down in front of Lorkmaster.
Yep.
All right. I'm sure you guys worked out that
DC 15 will save
ahead of time with
Della's code. We had 5 hours of picking flowers.
Also, I cast it in their presence before, so it would stand to reason that they would ask.
Yeah,
That's true.
It's up to you.
Yeah,
always up to you.
Yeah, we'll allow it this time.
It's getting, cool. I don't think that's how the spell works. It's magic. I don't think you can just close your eyes, but let's go with it.
Everything I read was like, take glitter dust, but make sure your party knows when you're casting it.
I mean, it makes sense. She passes, so she's not blind, but sure enough, she is outlined.
Right in the square where Lork swung?
No, she's trying to squeeze through.
Oh, okay, so she got it.
And if you notice, I replaced her pawn with a hag.
So very clever. So even if he got the concealment, he still would have missed because she wasn't in the square. Okay. Good to know.
Glitter dust to the rescue again. And now it is Galabras' turn, unless Della is moving.
I move up.
I will take it. I'll take a 5-foot step.
What does that mean? You're on a very steep slope.
All right, I'll move into the square next to me so I'm in melee with her.
Oh, you're going to move there. Okay. In front of her.
All right, so that provokes if she wants to swing.
Okay. She will.
If she has a melee
attempt
attack.
To claw. 27.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, my wow. God.
Holy crap.
Roll a fortitude save.
Oh, my God.
Stupidest thing I ever did. 16.
You take 9 points of damage, and you're all right with a 16. Just.
I'm very stressed out.
Skin of your translucent skin. All right, Galabras.
I move up and give bit of luck to Baron.
Ooh.
Mr. Bit of Luck. Those are going to be running low soon, too, guys. You all know this. Make them count. Baron.
Can I target her now or no? With Glitter Dust and Obscuring Mist? Yep. I know it's...
There's still Obscuring... Oh, you know what? She has to roll Concealment for that. Everything is going to be Concealment. You need... You can't target her with a ranged spell. If
unless
she
I move 5 feet towards her and right next to her where I know where she is, right?
You're on a hill, so you're 30. You're 50 feet up.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, you've got...
Where can I move? Can I move anywhere in which I can target her on this?
89 on the concealment.
I mean, that's such a fucking...
It's obscuring mist! Tell me how you can shoot into a cloud of obscuring mist and hit her.
You could shoot into the 5-foot square. You know
where
she's
you know
in.
Where she is.
So,
you
but he
see,
can shoot
this glittering dust.
I thought you couldn't shoot into some space where someone has concealment. Am I wrong on that?
You can always shoot in a square you think they're in at a 50% concealment.
Okay.
But she's visible and oh yeah, so it's 50%. Because if you're more than 5 feet away, it's 50%.
She's more also coated in glittering dust. Like, I don't know.
Right, but I mean, the mist is the mist.
Well, it doesn't matter.
All right, so
if you can
50% mist chance, sure, but you're 50 feet up.
So that's
actually,
2 range increments, so that's -4 against regular AC, and that's it.
Okay, try it.
And thank you.
Oh, and then -4 because she's in melee with Della.
-8 to hit and 50% miss chance.
This is going to cause me to misfire. I know it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can't miss fire on minuses. You can't because you got the bit of luck.
Yeah, you have to roll.
So this is -8.
-8, yeah.
You just need to roll a natty 20. Roll it.
I'm going to rapid shot.
Yeah, do it. Of course.
My last, it's mathematically a better move.
Yeah, of course it is. With a bit of luck, always.
My last 2 fire bullets.
Okay.
Oh!
That's a 10, not a 20. I need to re-roll that. So that is a -8. That is a 19 to hit against regular AC.
Miss.
Second attack.
Nope.
No, that is a 20 against regular AC.
Miss.
She's brutal. Brutal.
She is.
I'm swift action, reload regular bullets out of fire bullets.
Okay. I'm glad you got to do something instead of me stifling you. Round 8, Galabras takes 4 points of more heating metal damage. And you realize at this point...
That's going to be so uncomfortable.
Like, no, I'm literally like cooking alive inside my own armor.
It stinks. It stinks over there. Okay, she is caught between a rock and a hard place. She's covered in glitter dust. You guys have definitely made your presence known. She... is going to make 2 claw attacks at Gormley. First attack.
No, she's not.
I'm not Gormley, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I look at you and I see Gormley.
You're just like opening the wound and pouring salt.
I'm sorry.
What you're doing.
29 to hit.
Yep.
This is a really powerful melee and caster character.
Yeah, seriously.
You take 8 points of damage and roll a fortitude save. This is her first attack.
I made it. 17 on the duck.
Second attack. 20-something.
Okay.
No, excuse me, 33.
What?
Oh, well, in that case.
You take another 8 points of damage and roll another fortitude save.
All right. I think Lorik is going to range with this ship.
8.
No.
You feel unnaturally weak after that second claw hits, and you lose 2 points of strength. 2 points of strength damage.
Ooh.
That was coming straight at Lork until Della snuck in there. All right. It is now Lork's turn. Lork, Della jumped right in front of you. This young woman, another child under your charge, perhaps. Who knows how this relationship is going to work out. She just jumped in front of you to protect you. What do you do?
Lork is going to, he can't get to her. So Lork is going to hold his action, but he's going to say to Della,
dispel this grease.
And he's going to move around the other side, but he doesn't want to risk it if he doesn't have to. So he's going to ready an action. If she dispels the grease, he's going to double move around to try to flank her, the enemy on the other side. If she can't dispel the grease, which is totally fine, if you feel you can't, then he's not going to act this round.
Okay.
Because he can't get to her. Like, Della's between him and the target, so.
What does dispelling the grease take? A standard action? Standard action?
Yeah. That's so you rough. Don't have to do it, but that's what Lork is doing. I'm just saying. Actually, I mean, he can't do anything. He can't get to her.
Sure. What about Barry Connick Jr.?
The same. He says,
just tell Della, dispel that grease. I'll get you a Cosmo.
I didn't roll. I should roll her concealment. She made it. I mean, she has this thing called blind fight, which makes it almost impossible for her to miss in concealment because she gets to re-roll if she fails a concealment.
Right. Yeah. That's a feat that I actually thought about having. Barry Connick Jr. take, considering all the recent blindness.
Sure. Yeah. Oh yeah,
as an animal, you can take blind fight, which is, you know, it makes sense. Animals are very ferocious, and they can smell and like.
All right, it is Della's turn. Matthew, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Della is gonna
try to grapple the hag. Sure. Okay. Roll those hands.
I assume at this point you're looking up the rules for casting Cure Light Wounds on Lork.
Are you bad? Okay. Are you hurt?
I'm ready. Yes, I'm pretty hurt.
All right, talk to me, Della. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Della is going to cast Shocking Grasp on her scimitar.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll a concentration check.
I think this is the coolest thing about the mages. Is you channel a spell through your blade. I just think it's so cool.
That doesn't provoke, does it?
You know, I don't know. I really don't.
Oh, actually, spell combat.
No, I think it might. I think spell combat, I think, gives you a bonus to the concentration check to cast it. I think you get a bonus like combat casting.
I have combat casting as well.
Oh, so you get a +4 to the concentration check. So it's 5 plus your intelligence modifier +4. And you got to get 15 plus double the spell level.
Yeah, I have the rating.
But it still provokes.
It provokes regardless?
Because you're casting a spell.
Yeah, I mean, you're casting a spell. Whenever you're casting a spell, it provokes.
No, if you're casting defensively, like it's 15 plus...
double the spell level.
Right, then you can... If you succeed, then you do not...
No, 100%. Yeah. But what he's saying is he doesn't think he has to roll at all.
I definitely have to roll a concentration check.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go.
You're good. If you fail that, you provoke. Or you lose the spell.
I think you just lose the spell.
If he passes, he does not provoke. 100%.
That's what concentration?
But if he fails...
He loses the spell.
If he fails, he provokes an attack of opportunity in casting the spell.
Okay.
He then has to roll a concentration check of, I think it's 10 plus the damage dealt. And if he gets through that, he doesn't lose the spell.
Right.
I think this
will be a fun article.
Exactly.
All right, so roll the concentration. We'll play it through this way.
But you get a bonus to it as a mage. So you get a bonus to melee combat casting. So
I have combat. Yeah, I have combat casting.
Right.
So natural 1.
Wow. She whips her hand out at you to claw you. 24 to hit.
Yep.
Roll a fortitude save.
How much damage? Though?
9 points of damage.
Oh, Jesus. So it's...
She just
Now, I don't know that this is in the rules, but I think you should allow him
roll
a DC 19 to still cast the spell.
I passed the fortitude save.
What'd you get?
21.
Okay, you're good. No more strength damage. And now what is the question? Now is he going to lose the spell?
Is he going to lose the spell? I think he should be able to power through it.
Unless he loses the spell, he should be able to still cast it. Like, he took the attack of opportunity. If he can...
He didn't, yeah. So I think he should be able to roll a concentration check. If it's over DC 19 now,
okay.
I think he should be able to cast a spell.
13.
Yeah, he failed anyway. So he lost the spell, but you can still attack.
All right.
Just a regular swing.
Regular swing. Okay.
Change my die.
But he lost the spell for the day. That's huge. That's what I'm saying. Give him a second roll.
No, I hear you. I just don't know what... I like the
rules are very complicated.
Flaming scimitar.
Flaming sim.
Natural one.
Oh no!
3 in this combat.
Oh, no!
And 2 in a row, by the way.
Oh, my Lord. If you strike yourself with this, it could be it.
Matthew's furious.
I've never seen like Matthew Grant. Angry.
You fall, eat dirt. You fall prone and are blinded for 1d3 rounds.
Oh my god.
No.
Fortitude negates.
What was the attack roll? It's got to be the attack roll.
Yeah, the DC is the. Last time it was.
It's a totally different thing from.
Last time the DC was the confirmation roll for critting. So
just
on a fumble.
Roll it. I'll tell you if you're blind.
Yeah, 4 to 2. Yeah, 8.
You're blind. 4.
1d3.
For 2 rounds. You're blind for 2 rounds. Are you on the ground
and
too?
Prone.
Blind and prone. Blind for 2 rounds.
Minus 4 to AC.
Me.
Wow. I thought the tide was turning.
Yeah,
now you are laying on the ground.
Hold on a second.
Listening.
Her attack of opportunity. Oh, no. Sorry. I forgot you said she has blind fight, so it's she does not have to roll concealment within the mist. The boss, yeah.
Oh my god. I mean, she does, but she's gonna make it. I'm rolling twice.
No, you gotta roll twice then.
Yeah, if I fail, she gets a free reroll. That's what blind fight is. Pretty cool feat. Galabras.
So, well, I'm saying you have to roll it right now. Like, you did 9 points of damage.
Oh, I'm sorry
to
hit it right. Okay. 86.
Okay, so she
yeah.
I am going to cast Command. Let's give it a shot and say, fall.
And you don't have to have line of sight, right?
No.
You can just, okay. What is that, a will save?
Yep, will DC 14 will save.
It would be great if one of us had a bottle cap to give him, but so, considering
he never
the
gives
economy
out, so.
Is so scarce.
It is an automatic pass for her.
Okay.
So just boom, command, and you still see her standing there. Lork, you can kind of make out in the mist 10 feet away, the green hag. Baron. Old Baron.
Same thing,
Gunslay.
50%?
Sure. Minus, I guess if he's laying...
Minus 7.
If Della's laying on the ground,
instead of minus
she's
8.
No longer in melee combat, so you don't get the minus 4. You just get the minus 4 for the increment.
But then it's
plus
minus 3.
One. Plus one for the
right.
For
so
the,
minus 3 to your roll.
That is a 9 to hit.
He looks so excited. Yeah.
Ooh, so that is a 17 to hit.
That is a miss.
Let me roll concealment.
No.
Round 9.
God, she is.
Galabras
she is.
Keeps cooking. 5 points of damage. That's cross armor. Could be forever burnt. She squeezes through one space, squeezes through another, and begins walking around. And you guys know, maybe you don't know at home, for you anyone to get to her, you're going to have to walk through 2 grease spaces. But she walks over to there.
She's no longer in the mist, though.
Yeah, she's out. She's out.
She is out of the mist. Okay. Let me see what we're gonna.
For the record, I just rolled just for the hell of it. If Shocking Grasp would have worked and I had actually hit her, that would have been 27 points of damage.
Oh, Jesus!
That would have been bad news for her.
Troy is such a hateful, hateful person.
So she double moves out of the room, and that is what she's going to do. Not out of the room, excuse me, out of that shitty back of the room. Baron is standing on top of the treasure chest with Galabras next to him, and
Barry Connick Jr. is in the grease, but not fallen. Lork in front of him, and Della laying on the ground, blind. And it is now Lork's turn.
If you hold...
Dismiss the grease!
Della...
He says again, okay. and holds.
And it's Barry Connick Jr. is going to hold.
Yes.
And Della's turn.
Della dismisses the grease, and then tries to stand up. And then stands up.
And Lork will immediately act.
Okay.
Yeah, he double moves. He's trying to track her.
So he's running parallel along the room on the other side of the mounds.
Yeah.
While she is.
Lork just got out of the mist, too, but she's on the other side of a mound.
Oh,
so
you
he
just
want
to get to the door, maybe.
Who knows? How long does glitter dust last?
A while.
Okay.
Minutes per level, I would imagine.
One round per level.
Oh, God.
Five rounds.
Right, so there's two rounds left.
Okay.
As far as I can tell.
That's a good compromise.
So there's, yeah. And that doesn't include this round. Two more rounds. Okay, it is Galabras' turn.
I'm going to move as far as I can towards her, and I'm going to cast some Monster 1.
Okay, so Galabras moves down as much as he can to the bottom of the hill. He was there, and he casts Summon, begins casting Summon Monster 1 Baron. You are standing on top of a treasure chest.
Baron's going to move 20 feet towards the lower mound, I guess, hop down. I can jump off of there and do an acrobatics check, I'm sure, to move 10, 15 feet? Is that really
what do you want to do? You want to double move?
I want to move 10 feet towards the edge and jump down 20 feet.
It's 50 feet.
Oh, 50 feet.
Yeah, that last mound is 50 feet tall.
All right, so I'll still be 10 feet off the ground from there.
Okay, so Baron starts moving down, and it is round 9. She continues double moving along the wall. So she is now pretty much on the other side of the room, and it is Della's turn. Still blind. But you are now standing up, right? You stood up last round. You are in the far, far back of the room.
So what, can I just move, based on where the mound is, can I assume that I can move along the wall?
Yeah.
I'll double move.
Yeah, just feeling your way along the wall. You've got to make an acrobatics check to move more than half your speed.
Oh, right.
Because you're blind.
23.
You did it. Move 60.
But you're blindly moving, just moving along the wall.
Yeah, she got the wall, though.
Right.
Okay,
so you're just feeling the wall, moving along. Okay. Lork.
Lork is going to clamber up the mound right in front of him that's kind of in the center of the room. And he's going to quick draw his bow.
Ah, okay.
And he's going to wait for her to kind of pop out somewhere. And then he's going to fire.
Barry Connick Jr.
He follows Lork up the hill.
Okay. And it is Galabras' turn. You have summoned a creature.
35 feet away, I'm going to summon a celestial dog.
Oh, nice.
What is this little critter's name?
Laddie.
What breed?
He is a German Shepherd.
Purebred?
No, he's a Border Collie.
Purebred or shelter?
He's three quarters Border Collie and quarter German Shepherd.
Okay.
So shelter.
I was going to say, so I haven't answered the question.
And he's a rescue.
Oh, that's so much better.
Because you know all dogs go to heaven.
He also is going to have immunity to disease.
Yeah. Perfect. And he's going to move as fast as he can towards this lovely
like
young lady.
Feet, right? A dog?
It doesn't even link to it in the thing.
They're fast.
Yeah, they're pretty fast.
Okay, and now Galabras gets an action.
And I'm going to double move towards her.
Okay. Baron.
Baron's going to get down the last 10 feet and move another 30 feet.
Okay. Round 10.
We're all chasing this woman, this thing, to the back of the room.
She starts to the back. She goes to the other end. She then...
I love it.
Galabras takes 7 points of damage. The highest...
Oh, shit.
The metal just burnt. Flash. And this is the last round of Glitter Dust.
Also, Della's no longer blinded.
And Della's no longer blinded. See, everybody wins. Now, Iwiga is now on the other side of the room, 15 feet away from a celestial dog. What does she want to do?
If she casts invisibility on herself one more time, I'm going to slit your throat in your sleep. No, I won't. I won't. That's a joke.
Is this the last round of Glitter Dust, or it's...
You said
what I say.
Two more rounds
right, so after that
is,
last
so
round.
So this is the last round. So
this is the last round.
Glitter Dust will disappear at the end of Della's turn. Okay, she is going to go up the mound one side and down the other.
Nope. When she gets to the top, Lork fires at her.
Ah, okay. She's stopping mid-action. Go ahead.
If that's cool with you. He was very close to that mound.
Sure. Right now, she's only moved...
If you say this is definitely 30 feet, then he can't shoot. If it was 20 feet, he can shoot.
What do you mean?
I mean, he moved up and was, like, ready in action to shoot if he saw her.
He was, like, 5 foot away
from the mound. If this little mound is 30 feet high, then he can't... Like, he would have to double move to get up there.
Yeah.
And so he can't ready the action to shoot. But I just like the image of him going up there.
Well, look at the way the mound is shaped. You know what I mean? You're not going to get a bonus to hit, but like you're on the side of the mountain, but the mound, and there's an opening there. See what I mean?
Yeah.
You've got, and she's on the top, so you're just aiming up.
Yeah.
I don't know if she gets a bonus to her. I see how that works, but you can try to hit her.
So shoot once.
Mm-hmm.
A quick shot with the old Black Arrow longbow.
Jack Sparrow, the Black Arrow.
Here we go. How about a little natty 20? What do you say, Lord?
I'm for it.
Let's give us a natty 20. Natural one.
I saw it from here. Natural.
Jeepers!
How many fumbles have we had in this combat?
Rough, honestly. Man.
And the one before.
Fumble Ruski.
Oh my word.
I feel like Troy
we
put
need to
us
start
all.
Confirming fumbles. Crumbles.
Sixth
it's
round.
Kind of a crumble.
Sixth round. Sixth level, rather.
Oh, this is rough, you know. It's cool though. Phantom Wind. You compensate for a breeze that isn't there. You take a -2 penalty on ranged attack rolls for 3 rounds.
Huh.
Which sucks because I was just like, you know what I'm going to do? Considering how awful she is at melee range, I was like, I'm going to shoot this woman. Like the old days. And I take a -2 to all the attacks. It is cool, though, in a place like this. It's like Phantom Wind. Something is like off.
So what happened to you? You take a...
Take a -2 for 3 rounds on ranged attacks.
Oof. All right, so now you've halted her movement in the middle of her movement.
No, she keeps going. I just fire.
But now she's not going to double move. You're going to attack her. She's going to attack you. She spits from her mouth this black ball.
Let me guess. Comes touch AC.
Flying at you. Ranged. Let me see if it's ranged touch. I think it's just ranged attack. Yep, just ranged attack, not ranged touch.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she hits you. Well over 20. Here's what's going to happen. You take 9 points of fire damage, and you get covered in hot, sticky tar. -2 to your dex for 3 rounds. -2 to your attacks now because of your fumble, and -2 to dex, covered in tar. And
not all attacks, just range.
Excuse me, just, yeah. And his AC is going to go down as well. And that is her turn. Della.
Dude, just so we're clear, this character has high-level spell casting, spell resistance, frequently hits over 30 on melee attacks.
And does over 10 damage.
Over 20 on ranged attacks. It literally makes, it's the most unbalanced thing for an individual character. You know what I mean? Like, you're good at some things, you're not good at others. Like, there's nothing she's not good at.
She's really well
built. And her AC is like 23 or something.
I'll put her stat block on.
It's crazy.
On Tumblr, maybe. All right. Hits ya. Covered in tar, and that is similar to Galabras. That damage is going to be continual. Della, you can now see.
And Della's going to move up onto the mound.
Okay.
And cast Magic Missile.
So she's going to move up to the mound that right next to her?
On the mound, yeah. The mound.
Okay, so she's still like 2 mounds away, and you're
no,
just going
to... No, the mound ahead of me.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, so you're now fighting mound to mound. I love this. Mork is like halfway up one mound, just firing arrows. Iwiga shot a tar ball at Lork and nailed her. And now you climbed up another mound and you're going to shoot magic missiles.
So I'm actually going to use Spell Recall, which is a 4th level mage's ability. So
nice.
I'm spending my last arcane pool point to recall a spell I've cast today.
Awesome.
And then I'm casting it again.
I hope it gets through her spell resistance.
Go ahead and roll spell resist.
I guess I should roll that first. What die should I roll? I've literally fumbled on all of them. Natural 19.
There you go.
All right, 24. It passes through. Talk to me about damage.
Oh, ow.
11 damage. That's
11
still pretty good.
That's damage.
3 ones.
Not two.
No, 2 ones.
Shabay. Lork. Iron Tusk. Hurtin', bro.
I moved in the initiative order when I took that shot.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you, now you're up there. Okay. Barry Connick Jr.
He's with me.
Okay, he stayed with you. Galabras.
Can I get up the... Can I get within melee of her?
Yeah, and you can get up there. You can get up there.
All right.
Right next to her name.
I'm going to two-handed swing my hammer. 24.
Ooh! That hits!
Hey, an attack hit or a melee attack?
Yeah! Nine damage.
Nine damage! She is fucked.
Does it look like it hurt her?
It looked like it really hurt her.
All right, good.
Okay.
Maybe that's her one weakness, is low hit points. Because everything else is so powerful.
She's got in spades.
Baron.
With Pythagorean theorem, which is often cited on this show, I really need to be on top of a mound to get good shots at her. So I'm going to skitter up the top of the mound right next to me and move to the edge of it. So that should be 30 to get up there, and I get 10 more feet once I'm up there.
Okay. And are you doing anything?
That was double move.
Because I'm okay. A dwarf. Round 11, perhaps. I'm doing my best.
Lost the rounds.
Max damage for the heated metal. 8 points of damage continues to burn on Galabras.
What do you have left?
I've got 3 left.
Oh no!
Holy farts!
So that just lasts forever? Is that how that works?
She uses an extended metamagic wand.
So she. What else?
Oh, I have one of those too.
But if we kill her,
I have a magic snake that lives in my trousers that gives me an automatic 18 points of healing every time someone makes up some bullshit again.
So ridiculous. All right. Lork, you moved in the initiative order, so it is your turn. And Barry Connick Jr.
Okay. Lork is going to. He's going to rapid shot at her.
Okay.
Miss.
Toof, toof. Barry Connick Jr.
Very hard to hit her now. I command him to stay.
Okay. She goes invisible.
Yeah. Provokes, unless she rolls the proper constant.
5 foot step and she goes invisible.
All right. You win this round.
Della.
Well, fuck.
She's gone.
She's gone.
She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I. Oh, I. To the devil to replace her. She's gone.
Della is going to drink a potion of Cure Light Wounds.
Galabras.
That's very smart.
What else am I going to do?
That's a great turn.
Yeah, I'm going to use the wand on myself.
There you go, buddy.
Does the dog have scent?
Yep.
Okay.
That's why I summoned it. 12 points to me.
Awesome. Huge.
That is huge.
And, the dog.
So it's a move action to know the direction.
Okay.
Within how many feet?
Where is he?
30 feet.
30 feet. He senses that it's still on top of the mound somewhere.
All right. And then it's a move action to a...
So
whatever.
He moves, closes.
And then
with
he just
her.
Closes.
He closes.
Okay, so he starts going up the mound.
It's yep. a, what is it, how does it work? It's a move action to sheath or draw a weapon?
It's a move action to sheath a weapon. It's you can draw a weapon as part of a move action.
You can do either as part of a move action.
All right, so as part after Della drank the potion, she sheathed her. No, she didn't. It's flaming. Never mind. But
it burns!
This dog,
this is a horrible mistake!
This dog has more than 30 feet of move
speed.
Yeah,
the dog can move 40
so
feet.
So does it know where it is now?
Well,
it doesn't matter, though. You just don't know.
Yeah, it just knows the direction. It
but if it gets within 5 feet of her,
but if it gets within 5 feet, it'll know exactly.
But it's not going to attack it or anything.
No, so but then we would know where it is if it knows where it is.
Right, it's going to start barking at a space.
Okay.
Sure. Baron.
Did it bark at a space?
No.
There's a 2 foot gap between this mound and that mound, according to how the map is drawn. So
sure.
I'm going to hop over.
Okay, roll an acrobatics check.
It's a
35
acrobatics.
Okay. he clicks his heels 5 times.
He does a triple Lutz over to the other mound.
The 5 foot step you took backwards before you get invisible, I'm going to shoot into that square.
Okay.
And 50% concealment?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
That's a fucking 14 against touch AC.
Kills the dog. He'll never smell again.
Touch AC though for 14.
Roll. Oh, I'm sorry. Touch AC. I forgot.
It's actually a 15 against touch AC, but it's fine.
Roll for concealment.
Yeah,
57.
All right, it hits.
Hit her.
As far as you can tell,
6 points of damage.
Okay, round 11. Galabras, you feel the metal is starting to cool down, but it still does 7 points of damage. And by cooling down, it's just slightly less hot. And it is now Lork and Barry Levinson's turn. Barry Connix Jr.
Lork will fire into the square where he last saw her before she vanished.
Wait, would you have seen Grant shoot, and you would have seen the bullet stop.
That is so absurd, Matthew.
You would have seen blood fly out of this invisible space in the air.
I think you see a dog stopping at her space.
I'm shooting into the same square that Grant's shot in. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Triangulate. It's called triangulation.
19 to hit.
Miss.
And miss. Two misses.
Barry Connick Jr.
Stop it.
Okay. it's her turn, and I mean, she is, as far as you can tell, she's gone. The dog senses that she left.
Oh, thank God she's gone.
Woo! We can just open that chest without a problem, get all the free stuff.
I do think that we should go to the chest because I think that's what she wants.
It is what she wants.
Yeah, that's true. We should head to the chest.
Della, do you want to guard the door with me or no? Should we go to the chest?
I think if she's gone, she's gone. I think we should go. I think we should stick together.
All right, let's stick together. That's probably smart. Actually.
I think Della, why don't you charge out the doors? Follow. We'll go to the chest.
It's hilarious. fuck you all.
I can't see.
We would definitely stand there like with our weapons armed for a while, like
for a couple rounds.
While this is happening, I'm gonna be healing.
Yeah,
the wand.
There you go.
Do you want me to come down and help you get out of your armor?
No, it's off.
Did it fade out?
Yeah, you take one more point of heat damage, but you can just heal it back. Eventually, the spell goes away. It's a spell that lasts 13 rounds
with the 13
extended metamagic wand.
More than a round. I would have loved to have killed her to get that wand.
No, she's got lots of good stuff.
I wish we had discovered her earlier, because I mean, it would have been an awful combat, but maybe not in this awful room. And then
the room was tough. I agree with Joe in terms of a lot of times in Pathfinder, especially at higher levels, when if you move, you can't do multiple attacks. People just kind of stand in place like endlessly because they don't want to give up their multiple attacks.
Yeah, this one definitely used the room. It started on one side of the room, got to the other side of the room, came back to the other side of the room.
Let's go to the chest.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, couple rounds. Armed, ready to...
You wait, and nothing attacks you.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah, you guys are sitting there, Bo.
Is she there? Is she there? Is she there?
You're quick healing, and nothing attacks you. There's that awful...
I think it's pretty pointless to chase her out the door. I think she's got... Here's the thing, and Lork will say this, and you would agree. You've been saying this, Baron.
Who's you?
Baron, you've been saying this. She has this self-preservation thing. She didn't come in here before because she couldn't fight these things. So she used us to kill these other things, and then she was going to try to take advantage of us when we were weak.
My actual fear is now that she is invisible right behind the chest and will try to knock us out.
Oh, well, whatever.
She wants what's
then out. Let her knock us out. My point is that I think she fled because she realized, like,
right. She
fucked with the wrong crew, and she's going to try to stay alive for another 200 years. So let her. Who cares?
Once she might try to get us later, but yeah, the important thing is to get these items.
If we get what's in this chest...
I agree. I totally agree.
We'll kill her in one round.
And we can heal. We can get our spells back.
Especially because of the +1 falchion that's in
there. If there is anything you
guaranteed.
all right, so what are you going to do?
We're gonna
go to the chest.
Move, if nothing happens for a few rounds, we're going to move to the chest.
You move slowly, cautiously to the chest.
No, Lork leaves his weapons behind.
Blighted wound. Right.
Closes his eyes. Takes off his armor. Removes his armor.
all right, you go over to the chest. Who is doing what?
Is it locked?
Are you trying to open it?
No, I'm trying to look. I'm trying to do a perception check to see if it's locked, because I can open it with a spell.
Roll a perception check.
do. 14.
Not sure.
All right, Lork is going to... There's no visible lock, is what you're saying. There's not a big lock on the outside.
Correct.
Well, then Lork is going to try to jiggle
it. I can open
it
with a spell.
Lork doesn't listen to 17-year-old girls. He tries to open it.
Lork tries to open it. It's locked.
Well, then I can't open it with a spell.
Baron would like to use, for the first time in this game, the utility shot
Oh, to try and shoot the lock open.
Lock. Blast lock.
Love it.
If no one else has a better knock spell or anything else.
No.
Blast lock time, baby. I've been waiting for this for a minute.
Everybody stand back. Stand back. Don't misfire.
The gunslinger makes an attack roll against a lock. Simple lock has a plus 10 bonus. Average lock is 15. Good lock is 20. And superior lock is 30. Do you have that in your head?
AC.
The AC of
10, 20, or 30 for how difficult this particular lock is.
20.
Ooh, okay, against touch AC.
It has a break DC on it.
Could I have a bit of luck? Do you have any more?
Yeah, I'll give you a bit of luck. It's my last one, I think.
Point blank shot. This is amazing. This is how this works.
Come on. Good luck, Baron. Don't miss.
Everybody stand back.
That is a 18. Motherfucker, 17.
Couldn't get it. Couldn't
shoots
get it.
Shoots Lork in the foot.
That is a
Lork would like to do a perception around the entire room for a fucking key.
Is the mist still there?
I know the mist dissipates.
Okay. Save it. He doesn't find anything.
You find one of Baron's fishing lures.
They're riddled throughout this dungeon.
There it is. But no key, no.
This is like a collectible in a video game. Just pieces of Grant's fishing equipment.
I have a... Lork has a masterwork light flail. He can try to smash it.
Try to smash it.
So it's going to have hardness and shit like that. So it's an automatic.
I have all these stats. Yep. So you can.
Yeah. But I got to get over the. But he's going to power attack.
Okay. Well, you got. Yeah, you got to.
I'll get that bonus.
There is a break DC, and then there's hardness and hit points of everything.
Right. So.
Normally, I wouldn't let this play out. I'd say eventually you open it, but this is kind of fun.
Yeah. So with the power attack, he does 14 points of damage on a hit.
Long story short, you keep wailing at it with the flail. By the second hit, it breaks open. And
okay.
The whole thing swings up. And the chest...
is empty.
Is empty.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you guys. We'll see you next week.
Oh, God! That was the worst ever.
What a colossal waste of time.